Welcome to Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck. I'm your host, Kimberly Severson. I am a certified life coach and an advanced certified weight loss coach, and I help my clients love the way they look and feel without the deprivation, restriction, and misery. Diets take over your life. They make you miserable and they don't work long term, but you don't need them to lose weight. If you are ready to be done with dieting forever, to lose weight in a way that feels like self-care rather than punishment, you are in the right place. Let's go. Hello, loves. I am so excited to be here with you. We are just getting back from Cancun and it was amazing. The weather was glorious. I loved the resort we chose. It was so nice having time with my kids and getting time to unplug for a little bit, which I do not do as often as I should. And just, you know, doing vacation stuff, being in the sun, drinking tropical drinks, of which I had all of them, eating delicious food. The food at the resort was so good. That was one of the major requirements for me when I was working with my travel agent. I was like, yeah, we want stuff for the kids to do, but like, seriously, I want really good food. Like, what is the resort with the best food? And she delivered. This place was amazing. I think it had 16 restaurants between like little beachside taco shacks and seafood shacks, but also like the fancy stuff and everything in between. It was awesome. I ate so well. I'm still thinking about the Middle Eastern restaurant. That was our absolute favorite. We went there, I think, 3 times while we were there. I had so many good things, but the standout that I'm still dreaming about was the khachapuri. Have you guys ever had khachapuri? It's a Georgian bread that is filled with cheese and spices and other stuff. And then they like mix an egg yolk into it tableside. And it's like so cheesy and gooey and satisfying. It was amazing. And I only got to have it once. And now I totally have to go back to this resort and have it again because it was that good. But all the food was really good. And I will say, I want to record an episode all about getting back on track after indulgent weeks, whether they are intentional as mine was last week. I was fully conscious and fully intentional about my overeating, and I want to talk to you guys about that concept. Or getting back on track after a period of unconscious overeating, which we as humans definitely tend to fall into sometimes when suddenly our genes are tight and we're like, wow, I've been kind of out of touch with my eating and my choices. I've been kind of checked out and unconscious. And now's the time to check back in and get back to it if I want to reverse this trend of weight gain that I'm noticing. So I think that episode is coming for you next week, but this week is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, a short but powerful one, because guys, to be fully honest with you, life is feeling a little chaotic for me right now. My kids have this epic spring break that, like, I am very grateful that we had our vacation and our time together. It was wonderful. I treasure our time together. That can go without saying, I think, even though I'm saying it. But their spring break is long. It started on the 16th of March, and it is going to 2nd of April. That is exactly 2 weeks and 3 days. Not that anyone's counting, right? But I am finding it challenging to get any high quality work done right now when my kids are home. I'm feeling like I can't really get into the flow that I like to be in, where I'm creating content for you guys and I'm coming up with good, thoughtful ideas and I'm letting them fully germinate and fully fleshing them out. I'm just feeling like that process, which is how I like to work and how I really work best, it's just kind of not available to me this week. There's a lot of interruptions having these two extra tiny humans in the house, because this house where they are during spring break when they're not at school, it also happens to be my office and my place of work. And I think there's a reason that those things traditionally have been separated. Usually the kids go where they go, and the office is a very separate kid-free space. So, you know, while I'm enjoying this extra time with them, I'm just noticing that in trying to do everything, I'm really not doing anything particularly well or particularly effectively. either the momming or the working. So you guys know, on this podcast, we are all about listening to our body. We are all about honoring our body here. So tuning into what it's telling us, yes, about food, but also about what we need in all areas. So really being able to listen to our body when it's saying, I need rest, or when it's saying, maybe you need to take a little bit better care of yourself or take different care of yourself. And I think in this case, my body is telling me, like, something's got to give here. You're trying to do it all and some stress is coming up, some frustration is coming up. So maybe give yourself permission to put something down here. And as I say all the time here on this podcast, your body is always communicating to you. So communicating about your hunger and satisfaction cues, of course, but also about everything. You know, our emotions exist to communicate to us, to let us know what we need to move toward, right? Positive emotions tell us to move toward what we want more of. But also, our emotions are letting us know what's just simply not going great. So emotions like frustration or stress, they're trying to alert us to what's not working so we can see that and we can shift where possible. So all of this is to say, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode because I am walking the talk here. I'm listening to my body and my body is feeling a little worn out and a little drained and a little depleted. So I'm going to honor that and I'm going to not overwork, but you guys know that I just love you so much and I can't stay away. So I still wanted to get a great episode out to you this week, but it's going to be a small but mighty episode, a short but powerful episode. So I wanted to pose a powerful question for you to simply ponder as you go through your week, because this is what coaching is, right? So much of it is challenging our automatic thoughts, not just believing and acting immediately on every sentence that goes through our brains. Instead, noticing what we're thinking, actually hearing our own thoughts, and taking each one with a grain of salt. And maybe taking a moment to question and challenge those thoughts instead of immediately believing them. And one of the many ways that we do that in coaching when we're working with a coach or in our own self-coaching is by asking ourselves really good questions. Questions that challenge our status quo and challenge our automatic autopilot thinking. So this question is honestly the simplest, but it's one that I find the most powerful and one that I personally come back to all the time and one that I'm really asking myself a lot this week. And that question is, what if I did the opposite? My brain is telling me that I should do something or that something is really important right now, but let me slow down and consider, what if the opposite is actually more true? So what if the exact opposite of what my brain is telling me I want is actually what I want more? The opposite is actually what I want more once I give it some thought. So I like to call this kind of playing around in the opposite, giving some space, giving some thought to, like, what if what my brain is telling me is actually not true right now? What if the opposite is actually more true? And I'll show you what this is looking like for me this week. My brain has a lot of thoughts this week. It is telling me a lot of things. It's telling me I should grab a big bacon, egg, and cheese bagel when I'm out on the go. It's telling me I should totally have cookies. It's telling me I should have McDonald's. Like, my brain is having thoughts. It's having opinions this week. I would for sure say that my brain is offering me more thoughts about food than normal. More justifications for why I should totally have something that's maybe more indulgent than my normal daily routine. It's actually fascinating when we slow down and watch our brain offering what it's offering on weeks like this, because here's the thing that I can do at this point, having done a lot of thought work, having gotten coached a lot, having examined my own thoughts a lot, and having 5+ years of weight loss and then maintenance under my belt. The thing that I am able to do, having all this thought work and all this maintenance under my belt, that may be different from what you're currently doing if you're new to thought work or you're just beginning your weight loss journey using the methods that I teach on this podcast, The thing that I do that's different is that I don't make those extra thoughts about food or extra urges or extra offerings from my brain about why I should grab something indulgent or grab food on the go. I don't make those thoughts a problem at all. Instead, I get super curious about them. Like, why does this make sense? Or why is this coming up for me more this week than normal weeks, quote unquote normal weeks? I get curious about that and I try to understand it. And I also don't take those thoughts very seriously at all. I hold them very lightly. I allow them to come up and pass on by, and I question them. I don't make them a problem and I don't immediately react to them. Instead, I question them using that simple but very powerful question. What if it's not actually true? And what if the opposite approach or a different approach is more true, or it's the thing that I want more, even though it's not what my brain is telling me first? So it's so simple, and it's just opening up to the idea that maybe what my brain is urging me to do in this moment, it's just junk. It's just an untrue thought. It's not that heavy. It's not that serious. It's just like, maybe my brain is wrong about this. So I'll tell you how this showed up for me this week. I actually made a list of thoughts that my brain has been offering me this week, and I'm able to kind of laugh about these thoughts because I don't take them super seriously, as I said, and because I'm able to get curious and be like, why is all this coming up for me this week from a curious place and not from like, oh my God, this food chatter is such a problem, not from that place. So when I ask myself, how does it make sense that this is coming up for me right now? I can see that it makes all the sense in the world. I am 100% out of my normal routine right now, right? We have this normal routine where my kids go to school 5 days a week and I can use that time to work. And that is just not how it looks right now. Not at all. And, you know, when I really dig into how it makes sense, like the Friday before we left for vacation was chaos. I had a million client meetings and new consultations, and I was trying to pack, and we had my mom and my cousin over for dinner that night. Like, all of these things are wonderful, but it was just back to back to back stuff. And then I basically, like, we left the next morning for another country. So I just threw a bunch of stuff in a suitcase and I took off. And then I was in a completely different mental place. I was trying to check out, I was trying to unplug. And now I'm back and I'm kind of trying to like get back into the swing of things, but my kids are here. So the routine is different. I had to take my son to a really challenging doctor's appointment yesterday. He's getting a little surgery tomorrow. It's not a big deal. But yeah, when I think about how it makes sense that I'm having different thoughts about food than I usually do, or more indulgent thoughts about food than I normally do, that makes sense because this week is not normal. And not only am I outside of my routine, but I am a little stressed. I'm trying to juggle a lot. I'm trying to like transition between momming and working and taking care of myself and all of that. So yeah, it makes sense that my brain would be trying to soothe me or comfort me or distract me with food. Of course, my brain is giving me extra thoughts about food. But when I don't make those thoughts a problem, and instead I'm able to be like, okay, I hear you, brain. I hear you, thought. What if I just take a little time and play around with the opposite and see if that might actually be the better option? I might find out that that's actually more true. So let me tell you what my brain has been offering me this week. I was driving the kids to my mom's house to drop them off for a couple of hours, and it was around the time that I would normally eat breakfast. Like, I was just starting to get to the first whispers of hunger. We talk about that with the hunger scale. I was just starting to notice, like, ooh, I might be getting hungry. And my brain immediately swooped in and was like, well, you're driving and you won't be home for the next half an hour. And so that means you should totally get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel, which is not what I had planned for the morning. And I could have just immediately reacted to that, right? Or I could have made that thought a problem and battled with it and wrestled with it. Instead, I just took a moment to play around with the opposite and to ask myself that question. What if that's actually not true? And what if something else is actually more true? And I was like, okay, well, a bagel sandwich would be good and it would be easy, but I'm not like having a monster craving for it. It's not that big of a deal to me. I'm actually only at a negative one on the hunger scale. And guys, if you're new to this podcast, the hunger scale is the tool that I use with all my clients to help them get in touch with their body, listen to their body's signals for both hunger and satisfaction, to let their body tell them when they're ready to eat, when they're ready to stop, so that you'll never need another diet again. It's magical. It's available to you. Go to the description of this podcast on whatever app you're using, and you will find links to download your own copy. But anyway, I was noticing, like, I'm not starving yet. This isn't an emergency yet. What if instead of doing what my brain is telling me to do, get this bagel sandwich right now, what if instead I can just wait and have breakfast at home? I actually had some things at home that I was really looking forward to that would serve my weight loss, or for me right now, maintenance, more than that bagel sandwich. I got, guys, I have to tell you about this hummus. I'm the kind of weirdo who I don't need to eat normal breakfast food. Sometimes just like hummus and baba ganoush, which I've been eating all week for breakfast, is just as satisfying to me. This hummus is from a company called Little Sesame. I found this at Whole Foods. I bought it on a whim. It is like the most delicious hummus in the entire world. They have a bunch of flavors. The one I got is, I think it's like spicy, herby something, but I've also had another one that they have with caramelized onions. I've also had another one that they make with chili crisp in it. It's so good. I get it at my Whole Foods. I've put it out when we've had people over before because, like, hummus, you know, nobody's like losing their mind over hummus these days. It's pretty routine. But I have had people be like, what is this? This is so good. And in fact, when I was checking out at Whole Foods the other day, I had a tub of this hummus, and the woman next to me was like, that hummus is amazing, right? And I was like, the hummus is amazing. It's so good. And she's like, I buy it 6 tubs at a time. So I don't work for this company. I just really am enjoying this hummus. So anyway, as I was questioning my thought, you should totally get a bagel sandwich, I was like, I'm not ravenous right now. I'm not even at a -2 or truly ready to eat stage of hunger. I'm just starting to notice my first whispers of hunger. I have these really satisfying and more healthy, more nutritious things at home. I'm actually going to just have that instead. Were I not to take that moment to question my thought, challenge my thought, maybe decide what else could be true, see if the opposite could be more true, I would have just gotten the bagel sandwich. I might have overeaten. I probably would have regretted it later, right? It's not like I was like, this bagel sandwich is really important to me today, and it's a well thought out choice. I was like, no, that's actually just an urge. It's an urge that I can question and challenge and decide what's more true for me instead. And I was really grateful that I did. So my brain has also been offering me thoughts like, you should just get pizza tonight. Things are too, like, there's too much going on. It's chaos with the kids at home. You're going to the gym. You should just get pizza tonight. And okay, that is an option, but when I take time to play around with the opposite or play around with what else could be true, I was able to be like, we actually have leftovers in the fridge. This is a valid thought, brain, that things are a little crazy right now and I don't really want to cook tonight, but we have plenty of leftovers for me, my husband, my daughter, my son. There's stuff everyone will eat. It will not take a lot of time to heat them up. This is not going to take even more energy from me. And I'm not even like super craving pizza. I'm not, you know, it just doesn't feel like the best possible option. When I question it and consider it, I have another perfectly good option instead. Powerful little question, powerful exploration to do with yourself. I also had another thought yesterday when I was driving around. You should go into the Starbucks. You should get a brown sugar shaken oat milk espresso, which I'm not a big like alternative milk person normally, but this brown sugar shaken oat milk espresso is really good and I really like it. And that's something that my brain offered to me. And I took a minute to question it and be like, is this really important to you? What if you went out, what if you went without it? Would the outcome of that actually be preferable to you? I did that inquiry. And in that moment, I was like, listen, I'm feeling a little tired. I think the caffeine would be helpful. This is not one of those Starbucks drinks that's like super sugary. Not to say that you can't have that stuff. I just want you to make those decisions consciously. But I'm like, this isn't actually like terrible for me. It's not going to sabotage my maintenance. The benefits of this choice, having that little boost in caffeine and energy, having a little treat in the middle of the day, like I like it. It's the right choice for me today. So sometimes you will actually determine that. Again, we're just making these choices thoughtfully and consciously, not just immediately acting on the first thought that comes into your head, but deciding if it's right for you. And sometimes, like the bagel sandwich or the pizza for dinner, you'll determine that no, it's not. But other times, like this brown sugar shake and espresso, I was like, yeah, it's not going to mess up my day. It's actually going to add to my day. It's going to add to my life rather than take away from any long-term goal that I want. I'm totally fine with it. So that works both ways. But another thought my brain is offering me is I should get McDonald's with my kids tonight. So my son has surgery tomorrow. He can't eat at all tomorrow morning. We try to limit the fast food, you know, not in a way that's going to create any weird food drama for him, but it's just not like my first choice for him. So it's something that we allow sometimes, but not always. And tonight, you know, he's going to have a tough little day tomorrow. So I'm like, okay, let me get you this meal that you really enjoy. We're going to have it kind of later in the evening because he won't be able to eat in the morning. So I'm fine with that choice for him. But my brain is like, well, the easy thing to do would be for you to get McDonald's too. And that's something that I am not immediately believing, not immediately reacting to. I'm going to question, what if the opposite is more true? What if not getting the McDonald's tonight is actually something that would benefit me more? And here's what I'm determining. I haven't made my choice yet, but I am questioning this. And what I am thinking is that when I have fast food like that, I feel kind of bloated and puffy in the morning, and I don't particularly want to feel that way. Am I having a craving? Like, will McDonald's be super worth it to me tonight? I'm not like dying for it. I'm not really wanting it. I know that it will just be the easy thing. So is there another easy thing that I could maybe grab on the go that will give me more of what I want overall, entirely? And so I don't know what I'm going to choose yet. I might get something easy to make at Trader Joe's. I might get a salad on the go. I don't know what it's going to be yet. But here's the thing. I'm not automatically believing that thought that McDonald's is the only way. That because my son is getting McDonald's, that I have to get McDonald's. I'm letting that be an option, but I'm also questioning it and deciding if something else might actually be more true. So that is such a powerful question. It is such a powerful practice. It helps you make more of these decisions that are not just serving you in the moment, but actually serving you overall, taking into consideration your health, your long-term goals, your true wants and desires, not just that instant gratification in the moment. So that's what I'm doing this week, guys. I am just simply noticing that I'm having a lot more thoughts about food. I am normalizing that I'm having a lot more thoughts about food. I'm not making it a problem, and I'm taking some time to play around in the opposite. What if something else is actually more true for me? I'm just letting that be an option as well. And I'm questioning and challenging my thoughts rather than automatically believing them, which is truly one of the most powerful things you can do for weight loss, for maintenance, for whatever you're working on. So, all right, I know this was a little shorter than normal, but I'm just going to leave you with that this week. Don't believe the first thought your brain offers you. Take a minute to question, to play around in the opposites, to play around with what else could be more true for you. Game changing, I promise. All right, guys, you have such a beautiful week. Listen to your body, honor your body in all ways. Try to hear the communication that it is telling you. It will benefit your life in all the ways, I promise. All right, I will be right here with you next week for a full-length episode, and I can't wait. I'll see you then. Have a great week. Bye. If you are ready to finally put this weight struggle behind you, I would love to invite you to book a free consultation with me. Listen, coaching is what takes reaching your goal from it's possible to, oh my God, it's happening. This podcast is a great resource, but if you find yourself listening in week after week, but never truly implementing what you're learning here, coaching will help you take these life-changing tools and concepts and apply them to your weight loss so you can finally get to your goal and, icing on the cake, know that you'll stay there for life. It's not another quick fix that you'll quit after a few months. It is a total transformation from the inside out. Coaching gives you all the tools, mindset work, support, and accountability you need to guarantee that weight loss actually sticks this time. The consultation is totally free, it's no pressure, and it's a place where we can talk all about you, your unique challenges, and struggles with weight loss and the work we can do together to solve this issue for you once and for all. It's a beautiful gift to give yourself. So go to the episode description in your podcast player for a link to book your free consultation, or you can head right over to www.KimberlySeversonCoaching.com to snag your spot on my calendar. I can't wait to see you there. Bye.